Hello, everyone. This is Deborah Richardson, and today I am putting the AP in Happy, where accounts payable teams are empowered to protect the vendor master file from fraud. This podcast will give a voice to accounts payable team members by talking about the growing reality of cyber attacks in their world and which vendor setup and vendor management techniques they can apply to protect the vendor master file from fraud. Need training? Visit the Vendor Process Training Center to enroll in your choice of weekly live and on-demand training sessions. Plus, get access to vendor setup form templates and reference tools that will help you and your team avoid fraud, fines, and bad vendor data. So sign up for a free account to get access to free training sessions, vendor process FAQs, and a resource library with information you need to manage your vendor master file. Visit training.deborahrrichardson.com today. The link will be in the show notes. Validating vendor banking information is critical to make sure payments are successful. One, and two, to validate that you are paying your actual vendor and not a cyber criminal. Now, there have been some changes to resources in 2024, so if you want to hear the updated resources, keep listening. Welcome to episode 284, Free and Paid Resources to Validate Vendor Banking Details, updated for 2024. So verifying or validating your vendor's banking information, the first reason that you want to do it, because you want to make sure your payments are going to be successful. You do not want to have payments returned from the bank. And now you've got rework, right, from unsuccessful payments. You have to void that payment out. You got to contact the vendor, figure out what was wrong, and then resend or reissue that payment. And so that's a lot of rework. And in the meantime, your vendor hasn't been paid. So now you got more calls coming into AP asking where the payment is. And so you do want to make sure you validate that banking information as far as the bank branch information, because the vendors don't always update that. We all know that banks will merge and are acquired all the time, which changes the routing numbers. And unless the vendor's bank account number actually changes, they won't always pay attention to that. And they'll keep those old checks and old banking information on letterhead forever and give them to you just to check off the box because that's what you asked for. So you really do need to validate that information, if only to save your company and your team members some work for when that comes back. So that's the first thing. And the second thing is you want to make sure you're paying your vendor. And that is getting very hard. If you checked out my episode that I had a couple weeks back, maybe a month ago, where I talked about what fraudsters are doing, that past bank account ownership validation. That was episode 279, came out on March 7, 2024. You might think it will negate the whole reason for doing the bank account validation, but it doesn't. You still need to do it. But there are some companies that are doing some additional checks and validations to combat that as well. So that has been added to the list. And I talked about a new one in that podcast episode, again, 279, but I wanted to add it to this list and just have a comprehensive list of bank account, bank branch validations and bank account ownership validation resources that I am aware of. And as I become aware of these additional resources, I'll keep adding to this list and do more podcasts. In addition to that, I will update my vendor validation reference list, which is a free download on my site. And it does include all of these validation resources I'm talking about. And so if you want a comprehensive list of that and along with the links, I will put a link to download that vendor validation reference list in the show notes. You will be signing up to subscribe for my weekly email, but you can unsubscribe at any time. Hopefully you won't though. Hopefully you will find some great information on vendor process and content and how to avoid fraud, fines, and bad vendor data on a weekly basis. All right. So with that, let's go ahead and get started with verifying vendor bank institution information. So we'll start with that, and then we will go to verifying vendor bank account ownership. All right, so verifying vendor bank account institution information. And you definitely, again, do not want to sleep on this because vendors don't always update that information, especially depending on the point of contact that you are dealing with at the vendors. They probably got that letter, I don't know how many years and years ago, or got that checking account, right? Even though they don't really even use it, they just send a voided check because you asked for it. So let's look at the bank institution information. And for that, I'm not talking about the address, although on the vendor validation reference list, there are some references or resources that you can use to validate addresses, both US and non-US, and you can use those for banks as well. But in any event, oh, and then these resources too may give you the bank address using the routing number or the applicable number to give you the bank address as well. So you can check that too. All right, so we're going to start with the U.S., so the U.S. routing number, and you're going to be checking with the Federal Reserve Board. You want to validate to confirm it is not only correct for the bank, like the routing number is correct for the bank, but also that it can be used for the payment method intended, because some banks will use the same routing number for both ACH and wires, but other banks will use different routing numbers for each of those. And this is a free resource. Again, all of these links will be in the vendor validation reference list with resource links, and the link is in the show notes. Now, the next one is the Universal ID or UID. It's from the Clearinghouse. You might know it as CHIPS. I actually, when I was a practitioner, had no idea that this even existed. And if you didn't know what it is owned by the Electronic Payments Networks, and that's owned by a consortium of banks, and it's the other automated clearinghouse operation authorized to facilitate the transmission of electronic credit and debit monetary transfers between financial institutions in the United States. And the same thing, you want to validate that the UID, the Universal ID, is correct for the bank. And that is free. Now, the next one is for Canada. So if you have a Canadian bank, I will tell you, so the U.S. routing number through the Federal Reserve Board and the Universal ID or the UID through the clearinghouse, the CHIPS, those are a lookup, right? So you can key it in and look it up. The Canadian one, their Canadian routing numbers, this is through Payments Canada, their website. It's not a lookup. You have PDFs that include all of the Canadian financial institutions and the routing numbers that apply to them. Now, they do claim that the PDFs are updated on a weekly basis. And so what I would suggest is if you are doing this lookup manually, that you make sure that you're updating or downloading, I guess, the most recent version of the form, depending on how often you have Canadian vendors. So if you don't have them that often, then each time you have to validate the routing number, you need to go and download the most updated PDF. Now, this is free. And again, you want to validate to confirm that the routing number is correct for that applicable Canadian bank. Now, for non-U.S. Financial institutions or banks, for the countries, non-U.S. countries that do not use an IBAN, they're going to use the BIC code, and you want to verify that on the SWIFT network. And again, validate that it's correct for the bank, and that is a free resource. Now, the IBAN itself, IBAN is used for non-U.S. banks in SEPA countries, and the format really varies by country. And you can go on the SWIFT network. There is a, just like you can validate the BIC code, that's like the routing number, you can also validate the IBAN, although it's not a lookup tool, it is a download as well. Now, if you don't have any other resources, I recommend you do not do what we used to do when I was a practitioner initially. Anyway, we would search Google, right, for an applicable IBAN validator tool or IBAN checker, which some of them would be called. The problem is how do you know when those have been updated? And what happened to us is that we ran into one team member validating an IBAN number using one tool and another team member validating the IBAN using a different tool, and they both got different responses. One said it was valid and one said it wasn't. How do you know who's building these things? And so that's why I'm including the link to the SWIFT network. Yes, I know it's PDFs, but unless you have a reputable tool, which is coming up next, then I would recommend that you use the PDF downloads and you validate it that way. Now, looking at the page where you can download those PDFs, it doesn't really talk about how often they update them, like the Canadian Payments Canada for the Canadian financial institutions for those routing numbers, but I would just make sure you're checking them periodically depending on how many vendors you onboard that actually do have IBAN. Now, I don't know if I said it before, but that is a free resource. And I talked, I did talk before about the example where we had the two different free tools that we Googled, and one said an IBAN was valid, one said it wasn't. That took us to actually a paid resource. It was at that time called Acuity, and they had an IBAN complete tool where they would validate that the IBAN was correct. And that tool at that time was called the Banker's Almanac Global Banking Resource. And actually, it could validate U.S. routing numbers, BIC codes, SWIFT codes, probably did Canada too. And that was a great resource. Now, recently, in just the past few years, LexisNexis purchased Acuity. And so now all of that information is combined with the LexisNexis platform. And they have a page called the Payments Efficiency page. And so you can take a look at that page and see if that's something that you are interested in. And of all of the resources I talked about to validate the vendor bank branch information, this is the only one that is paid, but it might be worth it to you. It was to me and my team when I was a practitioner, but we dealt with a lot of non-U.S. vendors in non-U.S. countries that had an IBAN. All right, so that's a bank branch information. Now, the next one is going to be tools to validate the bank account ownership. So I do want to start with two tools that actually you can use that should be provided by your bank, may or may not be. Most banks do provide these, I believe. I don't know if they are free or not. Whether they are free or not and or the price may depend on the relationship with your bank, but there are two. The first one is a pre-note and a pre-note. So the functionality may exist in your accounting system or ERP, but not all banks will return the bank account holder's name. And when they don't know bank account ownership, when they don't know that name, or if you don't know if they check their name, they won't even tell you that. How can you validate that the vendor owns the bank account that you're trying to pay? So with the pre-note, right, you're going to send over the bank account number, you're going to send over the routing number, you're going to send over the vendor legal name, and you don't know if the bank is going to check the legal vendor legal name to make sure it matches the bank account holder name. So you just don't know. What you will know, though, if the payment will be successful. Now, the second one is the micro deposit. This is that penny test, that small deposit in the vendor's account that the vendor can then validate with a screenshot. Now, that does work. However, it is very manual. You have to sometimes keep following up with the vendor to make sure that they're going to send you that screenshot. And you do want a screenshot because you want to see the name of the vendor's account, the name that the account is in, along with the amount that you deposited. And it could be a little awkward because vendors may not know how to navigate the screen. So they're only giving you the screenshot that includes the name and the deposit amount. They might not, want you to see the stuff in between. So it could get a little dicey there. And again, it is very manual. And with that note, right, even with the pre-note, it could still be that issue that we talked about in episode 279, where it's still a fraudulent account. So actually, that can happen with each of these. And so make sure you listen to that episode and really see the importance of having other controls in addition to validating vendor bank details and bank account ownership, which a lot of people seem to think that's all they need. But it's not, because this isn't foolproof either. All right. So those are the two things that you can do to validate bank account ownership, maybe, right, through your bank. But here are some third-party tools. All of these are paid resources that can validate bank account ownership. So the first one you may already know of, and that is Early Warning. They have a database of bank account holder information for U.S. banks. You can use that vendor if your company has an account with one of the banks that are included in their consortium. It is a total of 7 banks, and let me get you those names. They are Bank of America, Truist, Capital One, JP Morgan Chase, PNC Bank, U.S. Bank, and Wells Fargo. Now, if you do not have a banking relationship with either of those 7 banks, and by the way, this is as of the date of this podcast, banks again merge and get acquired all the time. For example, Truist, that was a merging of BB&T and another bank. And I can't remember what it is offhand, but both of those banks became Truist. So that could happen in the future as of the publishing of this podcast, which is April 11th, 2024. These are the 7 banks, but again, they can change. Now, if you don't have a relationship with any of these banks, then you can use one of their resellers. And I've got 2 of their resellers here. You've probably have already heard of GIACT, who, by the way, has changed their name. They are now part of the new LSEG Risk Intelligence. But I'm going to use GIACT because I know we're all familiar with GIACT. It's an LSEC or LSEG business. But in any event, GIACT is a reseller of Early Warning, but they also have other validations that they perform in addition to validating bank account ownership. And so one of them is they will validate your vendor's name against OFAC, the U.S. Department of Treasury, Office of Foreign Asset and Controls, right? Because no U.S. entity or individual should be paying vendors or foreign financial institutions, for that matter, that are on any of their consolidated sanctions or watch lists. So they include that. They also include the actual 10 match against the IRS database or IRS 10 match records. And that was something that they added, I think it was December of 2021 or December of 2022. So they didn't always have that, but they added it. Now, the next reseller is Vendor Info, and that's Financial Operations Networks, and they have that bank account ownership within their vendor self-registration portal, but they also have a separate validation tool that the accounts payable team can use, and that's used as part of their as a standalone. So you can either have their use their vendor self-registration portal and have the vendor come in and do their onboarding, and as a part of that process, the validations, including bank account ownership validation, is done. Or you can have a separate standalone tool that the AP team or the vendor team can use to perform those same validations. All right, now the next one is NSKnox. This is a database tool called PaymentKnox, where your vendor will log in to enter their banking and really trigger a pre-note process to validate bank account ownership. Now, the AP team, vendor team, will first search the database, see if your vendor is already there, because maybe they've already been validated for another buyer that they're working with. But if not, then the vendor will be sent a link. They can register. It's very quick. But unlike GIAC and Early Warning, because NSKnox uses this pre-note approach, they can include both U.S. and non-U.S. So Early Warning and GIAC and Vendor Info and any of their other resellers are really focused on U.S. banks. But NSKnox and the other two resources I'm going to talk about are focused on non-U.S. as well. So both U.S. and non-U.S. So NSKnox uses a pre-note approach. And what they also do is they have some additional information that they can validate as well. Now, I do have an on-demand webinar with NSKnox where they have a demo, and I actually have one coming up that I haven't posted yet. So I'm going to put a link to my webinar page so you can keep track and keep checking like when I have that webinar posted. It's going to be on May 15th, so it's about a month from now, and I'll probably get it posted next week after my next monthly webinar. So I'm going to put a link to the monthly webinar page so you can keep up to date with all the webinars. I do one every month. They're all on the third Wednesday of the month, and they're mostly from 1 to 1:30. But if they're going to be an hour long, I'll change the time that it starts and ends. All right, so that is NSKnox. And then the next one that's new to the list for 2024 is TrustPair. Now, TrustPair is for U.S. and non-U.S. banks, and they use multiple data resources to verify vendor bank accounts, again, in both U.S. and non-U.S. banks. You can use their platform to search your vendor and perform bank account ownership validation. So the vendor does not have to be involved for this one. Now, the next one is TrustMe, and it's spelled T-R-U-S-T-M-I. And I talked about them on episode 279, although I kept calling them TrustMe. But I had a demo with them recently to see how they work because I hadn't heard of them. And it is TrustMe. But they do the same. They utilize multiple data resources to verify vendor bank accounts in both U.S. and non-U.S. banks. And you would use their platform to search your vendor so the vendor doesn't get involved to perform bank account ownership validation. But what they do a little bit differently that I am aware of now, it could be the same with some of the other vendors or resources I just talked about. You'll need to check with them. But again, I recently did a demo with them, and they do have some additional validations, which include checking bank account activity and other indicators, right, to determine if the bank account or the bank account owner is known to be fraudulent. So if that same, let's say, cyber criminal or fraudster used that same bank account before in another business email compromise scheme and it was caught, now it's flagged. And so trust me, we'll pull that flag and let you know that that account has been associated with a fraud in the past. So they give you that type of information so you can determine if you want to move forward. Now, one thing I did not mention with these bank account ownership validation tools is that at the minimum, what you will get with each is you will get the validation that the bank account holder's name equals the vendor's legal name. And we all know that a lot of vendors and their bank account, vendors' legal names and their bank accounts don't match. You have subsidiaries, you have, you know, regular folks that'll have the husband and wife on a bank account, but, you know, you're only dealing with the husband or the wife. So you may need to do some additional due diligence to decide if that is a valid bank account ownership validation. But in general, it is going to check the legal name with the vendor's legal name with the bank account holder name. It's also going to check that the tax ID that was used to open up the bank account will or does match the tax ID if you keyed one in. The tax ID matches what you keyed in, what you have on file for the vendor or what the vendor submitted to you. Okay, so that is it for what I have so far in 2024 for free and paid resources to validate vendor banking details. Make sure you don't skip validating the vendor bank branch information because, again, you want to make sure that you are paying the right account and that it's not going to come back and cause you rework. And then if you have the ability to subscribe or sign up for bank account ownership validation, then definitely do so because that's another layer, even though fraudsters have kind of found a way around that. It's still another way for another validation to protect your company. Doesn't mean that's all you have to do. Again, check out episode 279. All right. So thanks, everyone. I hope you enjoyed the 284th episode of the Putting the AP in Happy podcast, where accounts payable teams are empowered to protect the vendor master file from fraud. Don't forget to check the show notes for the links mentioned in the podcast. And if you enjoyed this episode, consider subscribing and writing a review of my podcast on the platform that you use to listen. Stay happy.